Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, let's see, the markets are crashing. The world is at the precipice of World War III. But other than that, it's a Monday, so just your normal pain in the neck, Monday aches and pains, with the added pending economic collapse and breakout of World War III. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Hope you had a great weekend. Dow's getting destroyed today. Iran is vowing to destroy Israel. This is all happening as we speak right now. And we're waiting to find out who Kamala Harris is going to pick as her vice presidential running mate. Now, according to the betting odds, it's Shapiro. If you look at the betting odds, Shapiro all the way for the win. But if you also look at the betting odds, it's Trump all the way for the win, too. So I tell you, you know, people that put their money where their mouth is, in my opinion, they always have an advantage because they're willing to actually bet on this stuff. And people that bet usually have good instincts for the most part. So I went over there before. I was looking at some of the betting markets, and as of right now, they give Donald Trump a 52.3% chance of winning the presidency. Kamala Harris is at 44.6% chance. She's down 1.7% in the last few days. Trump is up 1.4%. Still has a big lead there. Now, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to play you a clip from David Axelrod, who is on CNN, with Jessica Dean, who you remember from CBS3 right here in Philly. Jessica's gone on to do very well for herself on CNN. And she was interviewing Axelrod, and Axelrod was even acknowledging the fact, hey, you know, a lot of this momentum around Kamala, that's not going to last. It's not going to last. But before I get to that, let me turn over to the Democrat vice presidential nominee betting markets. So Shapiro is at 65.5% on the election betting odds. Waltz, who's listening Mike Waltz is at 29.2%. Mark Kelly has plummeted down to 1.6%. Andy Beshear has plummeted down to 1.4%. Everybody keeps saying it's probably going to be Shapiro. And it would make sense if it is, because she's coming to Philadelphia tomorrow and apparently making the announcement tomorrow. So be awkward if it's somebody else, and then she comes to the governor's home state and she does a big rally with him and it's not him. Be awkward, to say the least. But as I pointed out in Fox News yesterday, there's a lot of questions around Josh Shapiro that need to be addressed, and a lot of policy positions, including the fact that in 2019, he called the border a fake crisis. That's right. He called illegal immigration and the border a fake crisis. He was all in on all the talking points of the left that Trump was an awful human being who was trying to rip people away from their families, and that there was no need to do any of this because the border was perfectly secure and he wanted that money spent on other things. I also pointed out the sexual harassment allegation from somebody in the governor's office who was paid hush money in the form of close to $300,000 to keep quiet about her allegations that she was sexually harassed by a top aide to the governor and retaliated against by his office. Now, there's other things, too, about Shapiro that come to mind. I mean, the big story yesterday, too, is that John Fetterperson, the senator, has come out and warned Kamala Harris's team, hey, don't pick Josh. Josh is no bueno. You know, Josh will come out there and he'll be all about Josh. And he'll be all about Josh and he'll make your life very, very difficult. So that, I don't know if it's true. How would I know it's true? But it seems to be kind of a theme with Shapiro, which is that Shapiro will be whatever he has to become the guy. So, for example, let's take school vouchers for a second. As I mentioned yesterday, he was all in on school choice and school vouchers and Lifeline scholarships, pledging to be a different kind of governor. He was going to be a guy all in. They still have not moved the needle on that. And the teachers union, of course, well, they hate the idea of school choice. But let's talk about Israel for a moment. He was very critical of Netanyahu. And then years ago, he came back, he wrote this paper, and this all came out when he was 20. It said there could never be a peace between Israel and Palestine. Never can achieve peace over there. It's not going to happen. Since then, he has been very critical on Israel, but pledges that he supports a two-state solution and blah, blah, blah. The point I raised yesterday was, will all the wacko, kook, Democrat college kids who are protesting on college campuses, will they actually back Shapiro? Will they actually really support this guy's candidacy? I'm not so sure about that. We'll talk to former Ambassador Richard Grenell of 340 today as we're watching the world right now. It's at a very, very, I'd say, tense point right now with Iran and Israel. No question about it. And I have a lot of great audio for you from a number of different things, including Donald Trump was asked a question about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and whether or not he could be, in fact, Fidel Castro's biological son. And I'll tell you what the former president said, and we'll go from there. But let me begin, shall we, with David Axelrod, who was on CNN talking to Jessica Dean, and he was talking about Kamala Harris. And, you know, my theory is that none of these guys in Team Obama world are happy that it's Kamala Harris. They were really, really hoping that they could get somebody else in there. They just didn't know how to get rid of her. I'm not so sure that it's still not going to happen, that they get rid of her some way, somehow. They still have time. I told you, they have time. And if you doubt that, just remember, Joe Biden, a week before he dropped out of the race, did that NATO press conference and told everybody he wasn't going anywhere. And a lot of people watched that and said, he's not going anywhere. Listen to the guy. He's fine. He's doubling down. He's good. He's solid. But anyway, here's what former Obama advisor David Axelrod said Saturday on CNN's Newsroom Live about the irrational exuberance around Kamala Harris at the moment. Cut 15.
Yeah, and look, she has a lot of momentum, but if you do look at the polling, this is still a really tight race. This is going to be a hard fight for either side, based on the numbers we're seeing right now.
100%. Look, I mean, anyone, you know, there's a lot of irrational exuberance on the side of on the Democratic side of the aisle right now, because there was despair for some period of time about what the November was going to look like. Now people feel like there's a chance. But it is absolutely Trump's race to lose right now. He is ahead, and he is ahead most of the battleground states. They're close. They could be won by either candidate. But there is a lot to be determined in the next 96 or whatever it is left. So, I think it's a wide open race, but Trump has the advantage right now, and everybody should be sober about that on the Democratic side.
Everybody should be sober about that. It is Trump's race to lose. So the irrational exuberance around Kamala Harris. We'll take today, for example, as the Dow is down now 38,646 and dropping. And everybody's calling it today, you know, absolutely assigning this to Kamala's blame. Kamala's crash is what they're calling it. Hashtag Kamala's crash. The question is, on days like today, when you've got the markets just in free fall, you've got this potential conflict brewing now between Iran and Israel. And I don't mean just a couple like rockets. I'm talking like all out potential World War III level stuff. How does that make people feel about Kamala Harris on a day like today, knowing that all of this is theoretically happening, not theoretically, but it's happening under her watch? You know, they want you to pretend like it's not, as if she and Joe Biden are somehow not part of the same administration, but it actually is really all happening on her watch. So does Josh Shapiro joining the ticket, does that really make people feel better as they're going food shopping? I mean, really, honestly, does it? I mean, he's not some guy who's this economic genius who's going to turn things around, or this guy with this impeccable record of negotiating international conflicts. What does Josh Shapiro really bring to the table? I mean, just break it down that way. What does he really bring to the table? I'm not so sure it's going to be him. I'm not so sure it's Mike Waltz either. And I'm not so sure it's not going to be Mark Kelly. But I don't know how any of these guys really help change the trajectory, particularly on a day like today when everybody is freaking out about the markets. And rightfully so. And if you go grocery shopping today and you went food shopping and you went, wow, things are super expensive. Like, my wife went to Costco today and I got a text from her. Everything is so expensive. I know. I typically do the food shopping in my house. I know. I see it all the time. And there's certain things, little things here and there. Like, do we really need, I don't know, I mean, the kids, do they really need food? I mean, can they just sort of drink lots of water, stay hydrated? I mean, you ask these questions, obviously, as times get tough. And people are asking these questions. But here's what Jim Cramer said from CNBC. And I think for a lot of people today, they're thinking exactly what Jim Cramer's had to say. They're thinking this, whether they're thinking this out loud or not. As this big sell-off is going, it's very similar to what the United Auto Workers president said. Remember when they endorsed Biden months ago? He said, I know a great majority of our members are not going to vote for Joe Biden. They're going to vote with their paycheck. Well, here's what Cramer said about your paycheck. If you care about that, take a listen.
I'd like to know. The 4x100 must knows.
Does he know what? He knows who's going to win?
Know. I'm just saying that. And who's the vice president? We don't know who's the vice presidential candidate.
No, we're going to find that out.
And how about Tony West surfacing? My guy, Tony West would make it so that you'd have to rethink how left Kamala is. I think people should do that. Tony West.
We are waiting for the Tony West, presidential decision of Vice President Harris.
I know Tony. He's what I regard as a business person. There was no business person really that close to Biden except for Gina Raimondo. So this is a nice change of pace. There's a lot of business people surrounding Harris. If you're in the stock market, if you care about your paycheck, you go with Trump. If that's what you do.
You do?
Yeah, well, he wants to cut your taxes.
Oh, he wants to cut taxes.
Your taxes.
My taxes got raised enormously, under the last Trump administration.
I don't know if he wants to cut your president.
No. I'm in a blue state.
Oh, yeah, no, forget
you're
out.
They want to kill
us. I tried to I tried to go to...
They want to put us out of business.
Pennsylvania.
That's what they want to do to us.
I can become an Italian citizen
by getting rid of the salt tax deduction.
If you care about your paycheck, you're voting for Trump. But a lot of people care about their paycheck. I know it's shocking to think about that they actually care about their paycheck and not diversity, equity, and inclusion or anything else. They just care about their paycheck and then paying the bills. I know, it's shocking. And we're all surprised. Quite frankly, we're all surprised that we're in this position right now, talking about the Dow, talking about this terrible economic day, considering that just last week, Joe Biden told everybody he fixed the economy. So I'm as surprised as you are that all this is happening right now. But here's what Biden said last week. Take a listen. Take a listen.
Come over you. I've seen her so late. Sure, the economy.
What are you going to
talk? And the environment. And a few other small things.
I cured the economy and the environment And a couple other small things, too. I cured the economy. How's everybody feeling about the economy today? I cured my pizza oven the last week because I hadn't used it in a long time. Cured it in terms of seasoning it properly for use. Like you cure a cast iron skillet. You cure it, you season it, however you want to call it. That's probably what Biden did. He seasoned the economy for absolute disaster. But he didn't. But curing it? How did you cure it? This is what we're dealing with right now. A absolutely terrible day on the market. Here's Jim Acosta reporting on CNN this morning. He had no choice but to report these things. Kind of fears that are happening as people think about the cured economy, cured by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's crash. Cut one.
All right, back to our breaking news right now. We are looking at what's taking place down in Wall Street. The Dow Jones is down about 1,010 points. It's about 2.5%. We've been watching this all morning. The plummet is fueling fears of recession amid a global market meltdown. Tech stocks are driving this nosedive, as investors are selling off all of those equities, as well as crypto and oil stocks, also contributing to the drop. Friday's disappointing jobs report and an unchanged Fed interest rate.
So that jobs report, not too good, huh? Fox News reporting this morning that we have never been down 1,000+ points ever, not even intraday. On the NASDAQ, this is Fox Business, cut two.
History in the making.
What some would call history in the making.
Scary, don't say that.
We have never been down 1,000 points ever, not even intraday on the NASDAQ.
Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Down 6% right from the get-go. This is heavy, heavy, big tech. Here we go. Look at them go down. Microsoft is down $20. That's 5%. Alphabet, 5%. Meta, 6%. Amazon, 6%. Apple, 9% down.
Now, 2 days ago, Trump predicted that if Harris wins the election, you're going to have a Kamala economic crash. So I guess the question that I have is this. Is this the markets reacting to all the excitement last week where everybody thought the race was over and Kamala Harris was going to win? Because I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said to me, I think Trump's going to lose now. And I think you're crazy with your optimism. I got an email about it today. I get emails every day about this. Someone came up to me at a store, said, are you rich? I am. I don't think you're right. I think Trump's going to lose. I said, okay, well, we'll see. I mean, it's only August, but, you know, the betting markets still favor Trump winning and the polling data still favors Trump winning, but we'll see. I mean, obviously, I don't know what I don't know. It's a long way off, but as of right now, I'm still standing with my prediction. But let's say everybody believed last week that Kamala Harris is going to become the next president of the United States. So then if that's the case, because the media was doing their dance and they're all happy and they're doing cartwheels like, yay, Kamala's going to win. Woohoo. We stopped Trump, got Biden out of there. Kamala's going to win. They're all excited about it. They're all cheering, jumping up and down. Well, then it's basically a fait accompli. I mean, why even bother having the election? She's basically president now. Well, then this is how the market's reacting. If you want to look at it that way, that's how you should interpret this. You should interpret this as, people think Kamala Harris is going to win, and this is the reaction. The markets are reacting. And also, I would add, Iran probably thinks, based on the news reporting, that Kamala Harris is going to win. And so then this is them reacting, too, by threatening all-out war with Israel. So if that's the case, then think about what 4 years with Kamala Harris will be. You know, I mean, if the markets, if everybody was not panicking last week and saying that Kamala Harris was going to be the next president of the United States, everybody was just taking a deep breath and saying, you know, listen, there's going to be some excitement. There's going to be a bump, but then it's going to fade. It's going to be just like David Axelrod said, there's a lot of irrational exuberance around her right now, but it is going to come down to earth. That's also what James Carville was saying last week. But people don't listen to those guys. They listen to other people, typically in the corporate media, who are breathless with excitement. And they look at their friends on Facebook and they hear people post things and they go, oh, my God. Kamala Harris is totally going to win now. All right, well, then assume that was the feeling going into the weekend. And then today we wake up with what we're waking up to right now. This Dow watch is 38,658. This is what Trump said 2 days ago, cut six.
If Harris wins this election, you will quickly have a Kamala economic crash. You're going to have a crash. You could also have a crash like in 1929, more specifically, because that's where we're headed.
Well, Japan's stock index plunged 12.5% this morning, as you know. Worst day since 1987, Black Monday. The point I'm making here, just to be very clear, is that I think what you're watching is a reaction to everybody thinking that Kamala Harris is going to beat Donald Trump. And the markets don't like it. The markets don't like it. I don't think it's true. The jobs report, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that the Fed didn't cut interest rates. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. I think a lot of people are reacting to nonsense, utter nonsense, pure panic out there. And I don't know, maybe you're one of them. I don't know. It's possible. But based on the tweets, the posts I've seen, the emails, it was as if when Joe Biden stepped down, they canceled the election and just automatically put Kamala Harris into the White House. And I said on Friday's show, I said, look, Trump's actually doing better right now at this moment than he was doing when Joe Biden was still in the race. Prior to that debate, Trump is doing better than he was when Joe Biden was in the race prior to the debate. So all the excitement, all the Kamala mania is a complete corporate media driven illusion that was not going to last. It's a mirage. It was a mirage. And in order to help facilitate that mirage, if you notice, the presumptive Democrat nominee has yet to give a sit down interview. She's yet to really give a big major press conference. She's yet to do anything. A couple scripted rallies. That was it. They're hoping now that the PR that's generated from the vice presidential pick will then help ride them into another news cycle. But there was a lot of reason on Friday for people to be freaking out. So I said on Friday, calm down. Look at these numbers. And I remember Kerry on Friday asking, but what about Rush's point that polls are created to drive public opinion? I said, well, what's the point of creating polls to drive everybody to think Trump is still winning in all the swing states? I mean, I don't understand the point of that in August. I mean, maybe if you do that maybe later on and you think you're going to somehow convince people to stay home, but Trump voters aren't staying home no matter what. So, no, I think really what's happening is Trump's just winning in the same states he was winning when Joe Biden was a candidate. Kamala Harris is not changing this race. Not yet, anyway. Look, maybe she will. Maybe something will happen. Who knows? But at this moment right now, if the election's today, Trump wins. And he wins Pennsylvania, and he wins Michigan, and he wins probably Arizona, probably Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. He loses Wisconsin. He loses Minnesota. I mean, if the election were held today, that's how I see it going down. But I think the markets are reacting to that more than anything. I really do. I really do. Here's cut three.
And markets around the globe this morning are selling off. Overnight, Japan's Nikkei plunged 12%, its worst day since the 1987 Black Monday crash. Here, investors are responding to that Friday jobs market report on the jobs market, showing that employers added just 114,000 jobs in July, and that was well below the 185,000 forecast. The unemployment rate jumped to 4.3%, which is still very low, but it shows joblessness has increased more than 0.5% since January. And it's something that it just doesn't usually happen in a healthy economy. A rise like that is historically a sign that a recession is imminent.
Yeah, or a sign that they think Kamala Harris is imminent and they're terrified of the prospect of it. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. This is the big story of the day, obviously brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. All right? Lot to get to. Ambassador Richard Grenell is going to join us at 3:40 today. Former ambassador. We'll talk to him about all the national issues that are going on the show. And there's a really troubling story from Uncover D.C., that federal air marshals are tracking our friend Tulsi Gabbard and that she's actively under surveillance via the Quiet Skies program. We'll talk about that as well. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rich Leoli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
There's a lot going on. I just want to make the point, too, you know, as we're watching everything that's happening and the VP pick, all the buzz, it could happen today, could happen tomorrow. Don't know exactly when they're going to make the choice. Obviously, we don't know exactly when they're going to announce it. Probably be a good day for them to do it today because this is a terrible news cycle for them. You know, this is bad. I mean, this market condition right now, the market, everything that's happening internationally, all of this is really bad news for the current administration. I mean, if there's a recession, it's the Biden-Harris recession. It's not, you know, she's vice president. I like to pretend like all of a sudden she doesn't work there, you know, or she's the tour guide or something in the building. I mean, she's part of the administration. You don't get to just walk away from it. You don't get to walk away from it. And you know, there was a piece about this, you know, fact checkers for Kamala Harris covering up her inconvenient record. I was joking last week about if they keep trying to change her record anymore, you're going to go from her not only like never being the border czar, to her just never being vice president, never even going to the White House, like never ever being in D.C., just still in San Francisco. They keep trying to walk everything back. But the reason why they're doing this, obviously, is because as America gets to know the liberal position she said, they're very concerned by it. Andrew Sullivan is a great example. So Andrew Sullivan's a guy, he's a never Trumper, he writes, he's a lefty. And he wrote this piece last week and he said, look, he's like, you know, I'm a never Trumper. I was going to vote for Joe Biden, but I didn't really want Joe Biden, but I wasn't going to vote for Trump. But I'm really nervous about Kamala Harris. I'm really worried about her record. I'm really worried that Kamala Harris is going to be the kind of person who is so radically left and authoritarian that it's going to destroy this country. And his whole point is, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Here I am, an ever Trumper, but I'm also really worried about Kamala Harris. His hope is, and he concludes his piece by saying, let's hope that it's just all BS. Like, she doesn't mean anything she ever said. She's just she'll be whatever she has to be. She'll bend with the wind. She says things. She doesn't mean those things. Just says those things. Doesn't really mean them. That's how he ends his piece, by saying that. By saying, look, let's hope Kamala Harris is nothing more than just your typical pragmatic politician who sounded so crazy left in 2020 because that's where the wind was blowing at the time. And she thought that was how she was going to get the Democrat nominee. Let's hope she doesn't believe these things. Let's hope that she's actually much more of a centrist, much more of a pragmatist, much more somebody who will be able to just moderate now that she doesn't need to be kooky left. And as evidence of that, he points to her policy shift on fracking. But I guess it goes back to the old saying, you judge somebody based on the things they say, or do you judge somebody based on their actions? Don't their actions tell you more about who a person is than their statements on something? There's an old saying, when people show you who they are, listen. When people show you who they are, listen, pay attention, because that's who they are. So let's go. Let's think about 2020. She thought it was a wise political strategy for her, even if she was faking it, to tap into the most divisive part of the Democrat Party for her own self-interest. She could have said, I want to show America that I can be a centrist, that I can be a moderate, that I can bridge the gap and bridge the divide. Nope. If she really is somebody who's just purely self-serving and doing these things for her own best interest, then she said back then, I'm going to show America the worst. I'm going to appeal to the worst of the worst of the Democrat Party, the angriest, kookiest people. In fact, I'm going to savage the guy who at the time was trying to claim he was a moderate, Joe Biden, by calling him a racist. So what does that tell you about Kamala Harris? It tells me that she's vicious. Vicious in a way that will not be good for America. She wasn't looking in 2020 to go, hey, listen, I think America needs to be healed. I'm going to reach across the aisle. I'm going to show America I could bring both sides together. She said, I'm going to read the tea leaves. I'm going to find the crazies. I'm going to put my finger in the wind and say, the wind is blowing in the crazy direction. I'm going to tap into that. As bad as that is for America, I'm going to tap into that. And that's what I'm going to be. That's who I'm going to appeal to. Tells me a lot about who she is then. And so I think if you're a never Trumper like Andrew Sullivan and you're worried about Kamala Harris, you should be. And as all these things that she said in the past are coming out, all these comments that she said in 2020, and in there's montage after montage about her comments on the economy, on the environment, on taking away people's cheeseburgers, on doing that, you know, giving voting rights back to terrorists from the Boston Marathon bombing, all of this comes back, raging at people for saying Merry Christmas. You know, all these things, you got to wonder, you know, how does that sit with people who may not like Trump, but on a day like today when the economy is really bad and it could be like this for a while, especially if people think she's going to win? I mean, I think this is what the economy is reflecting today. I don't believe it's the jobs report. I don't believe it's that the Fed did not lower interest rates. I don't believe that at all. I think the market is reacting to the hysteria around Kamala Harris. If that's the case, then the economy is going to be like this for quite some time. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a lot to chat about as we continue the show, but former Ambassador Richard Grenell is going to join me next. We'll talk to him about the state of the world in which we live in. Don't go away.
Be sure to follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
Like a lot of people did Black Monday the last time. Don't jump yet. Chill out and relax, because I think better economic days are going to be ahead. I really do. I think better economic days are ahead of us. That's my hope anyway. I think people will wake up. I do. I think it's still the economy is the biggest issue. I really do. And what does Josh Shapiro bring you from an economic perspective? What do any of these guys bring to the ticket from that question? But we'll talk about that as time goes on. We're also right now watching the state of the world. So with that, it's an honor to welcome to the show the former United States National Intelligence Director, former Ambassador Rick Grenell. How are you, Ambassador? Nice to talk to you again today. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Pleasure's all mine, and we appreciate it. You tweeted out something earlier today, and I retweeted it, and I'm glad you said this because I think it's very, very important. And I want to mention, too, people should follow you at Richard Grenell. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris told the world that Russia was about to invade Ukraine for 30 days before it happened. They didn't take action to stop it. Now, Blinken has announced that Iran is going to attack Israel soon. Why don't we try and stop wars that we know are coming? Well, that's very well said.
Look, I've been concerned about this for quite some time, for many years, that we have an administration now that seems to think war is inevitable. I think the United States is wrapped up into this constant warmongering. You ask any reporter on a Sunday show what the topic is, and they usually say, well, I'm going to interview such and such senator to ask them where they stand on more funding for Ukraine. I've been hearing more funding for Ukraine, yes or no? Are you in or out? Is it the choice is either you give them more money or you don't give them more money. No one's talking about peace deals. No one's talking about making sure that, Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden actually speak. You know, they haven't spoken in 3 years. Literally have not picked up the phone to speak in 3 years. Now, I just think speaking is a tactic. Having a meeting is a tactic. It's not the goal. It doesn't mean you're weak if you show up to speak to someone. Donald Trump walked over the border in North Korea and looked at the North Korean leader and said, we got to talk. You're firing missiles at our allies, and you're getting dangerously close to hostilities towards America. We would like to talk. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But right now, what we do know, like we knew there was a march towards a war in Ukraine, there is a march towards a war in the Middle East. Blinken is telling everyone it's coming, but he's not offering any peace deal. I'm sorry, but the United States Secretary of State, if he's convinced there's a war, should have his plane literally in Doha saying, we are going to stop this. We need to have a strong diplomat, a strong State Department, not just a strong military. And I'll finish with this. We talk a lot about peace through strength. Peace through strength is a celebration of the State Department, not a celebration of the Pentagon. The Pentagon has a strength that is not used because the diplomats stepped in and stopped a war. That's what peace through strength is. We've lost sight that peace through strength is somehow a celebration of powerful diplomats. Anthony Blinken talks about culinary diplomacy and arts and embassy programs. He couldn't be messaging more irrelevant tactics and weakness if he tried.
I think your point about President Biden and Vladimir Putin not speaking in 3 years is really important. And they brag about it. I mean, Biden wears it as a badge of honor that he will not talk to Putin. He won't negotiate with him. I mean, that's insane. You know, when Reagan was president, we met with the Soviets. He went over to the Soviet Union. He worked with them. He tried to broker arms reduction, tried to do these things. But Biden and the left, they wear this as a badge of honor. And my opinion is, and tell me if I'm crazy here, Ambassador Grinnell, I think it's because they don't want this to stop. I mean, we're spending all this money on Ukraine. It's going right to the military-industrial complex. Why the hell would they want this to stop?
Yeah, I would say that there's 2 points. One, all of the people around Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at the White House who schedule phone calls with world leaders know that he can't do it and that she's too weak. She doesn't really know where Venezuela is. She doesn't know where the Middle East is. She's, you know, already said, I haven't been to the border, but I haven't been to Europe. That was her exact line. I don't think that she understands the world. And so they're not going to put her on the phone with Putin because of weakness. Now, the second point is you're correct in that we have a system in Washington, D.C. that really wants big, huge federal budgets, which is code word for more taxes from us. But they want growth and new federal budgets. If there's a new technology that comes up in the United States and suddenly the United States government is going to use it, we should be cutting people and programs because we just were able to come up with a new technology to save time and money. But we don't do that. We keep adding things to the budget, adding people to the bureaucracy. And so wars are the way that they pay for things in Washington, D.C. And what we need to do is we need to send people to Washington, D.C. that don't have a home there, that their lives are back in their district, that their church is back in their district, that their social life is back in their district, so that when they go there, they can vote no on some of these big budget items and say, no, Washington, D.C. is not going to get bigger. This is not the Hunger Games. We are going to stop the bloat of Washington.
You played a key role, I think, in keeping America from getting into any new wars. I mean, as the director of the United States National Intelligence, as former ambassador to Germany, working closely with President Trump to ensure that America would not start another war. I think that's incredibly important for people to understand. You tweeted out earlier today, and I like this. You said, you know, the call is coming from inside the House, the old movie reference. Because Ron Filipowski tweeted, the Biden-Harris administration has spent every day of the past 4 years dealing with a predecessor actively seeking to delegitimize, destabilize, and undermine them every single day. No former president has ever done that in American history. What is he possibly talking about there?
He's actually great entertainment, to be honest, He's so out to lunch, and he's completely 100% obsessed with Donald Trump. Donald Trump could literally walk on water over to pick up the Pope's, mitre and say, I'm saving you. And Ron would tweet out, Donald Trump can't swim. they literally see the opposite of every single thing with Donald Trump. But I find it to be incredibly amusing. He's one of the people that I love to watch because he's just so pathetic that he doesn't realize it. So I tried to put a mirror up today to say, you're trying to say that Donald Trump is undermining, using the power that he has from outside the government, undermining the president of the United States. The president, Joe Biden, has been undermining Donald Trump, trying to cancel all conservatives, weaponize the government, Everybody knows this, except yeah. Ron somehow is complaining that Donald Trump is undermining Joe Biden. It's actually laughable.
And
if
anything, you could also argue that it was the Democrats and Barack Obama who undermined Joe Biden and shoved him out. I mean, he stood up there at a NATO press conference and said, "I'm not going anywhere." And a week later, guy's out of the race.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that I love about life is finding people that are really confident but stupid. And I think it's a deadly combination when you're so confident but you don't realize how dumb you are, because then you just keep telling people over and over how dumb you are, and you're missing the whole joke. The joke is on him.
What would you suggest right now at this moment in time? I mean, particularly when you look at the markets, and I know you've been tweeting out about that a lot today. The world right now is worried about what's happening in the Middle East. We're worried about Iran and Israel and the retaliation and what could happen. And now we have this global economic crash that we're watching happen. And I actually think part of it is because last week the media was so overjoyed about the prospect of a Kamala Harris presidency. I think the market may be reacting to that, actually.
Absolutely. I actually believe that, too, because it's about stability. Look, the world knows that these woke DEI programs don't work. They know when Kamala Harris says that red meat is a problem and we should work to get rid of it, that's ridiculous. We're not going to get rid of red meat. It's not the problem of climate change. Yeah. And yet she says these really dumb things. And so I think we just got to keep putting her words out there. But there is definitely a reaction from the world markets when they see somebody who could not only become president because she's the nominee for the Democrats, but then the media, the propagandists tripping over themselves to talk about how great she is. I think it spooks the markets to say we can't go this progressive left idea of what's going to happen to America if we implement Kamala Harris's ideas of an open border and no police officers and no red meat. That's not the world that anybody wants to live in. And so there's a reaction in the markets to say, whoa. And then also, I think we just saw this week unemployment go up. And so it's going to take a lot of money from the Democrats and a lot of propaganda from the media to convince regular Americans that gas prices aren't high. We see it every week. And we see it when we go to the grocery store. We see the inflation. So and multiple wars, and now we're on the cusp of another expanding war and open border. I think this is going to be a very real election where the people come out and vote for Donald Trump because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have messed things up, and people see it.
Last question, if I could. Let's talk about Pennsylvania. I mean, obviously, everybody right now, we're poised on the VP pick. Betting markets are saying it's going to be Shapiro. I don't really think it matters. I really don't. Who she picks as the number two, but particularly with Pennsylvania. I mean, considering that she was a candidate who said she wanted to ban fracking, and a lot of people know that whether or not she's walked her policy positions back or not, the left has had a war on energy in this country for decades, going after coal, going after fracking. I had Senator Tommy Tuberville on last week. He said, I would challenge Kamala Harris to even explain what fracking is. But I mean, the fact is that the left has been savaging energy in this country. How do you think that plays in Pennsylvania?
Look, I think that the voters of Pennsylvania have to, they have to realize that this is on them. Are they going to believe a campaign promise, a deathbed promise from Kamala Harris these last couple of weeks before an election that somehow she's flipped her view on saying, of course, she said, of course, I'm for banning fracking, and then suddenly she's going to do this campaign promise. Shame on the people who actually push this, that it's a change, that it's real. And shame on the people who believe it, because we can't have a country where you just pathetically believe campaign promises like this. And so, I'm of the mindset that Ronald Reagan, the great governor of the state of California where I live, and the great president, he told us that every generation has to fight for their freedom. And I think this is our fight. And gone is the day that you get to sit and listen to other people and hear people who are talking about these issues and hope somebody else does something. You can't have that attitude in America. If that's your attitude, you're going to lose your country. You have to ask yourself, what are you doing every day to fight for this country and to fight for individual liberties? And if you believe a last-minute promise from Kamala Harris that somehow she's now changed her mind on fracking because she's worried about Pennsylvania, shame on you. You're not fighting for your country. You're gullible.
Well said. I really appreciate your time today. Please follow him on X at Richard Grenell. Ambassador, it was an honor. Thank you.
All the best.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Did you hear that? Or are you two chit-chatting in there? Kamala Harris's reversal on fracking is a deathbed campaign promise. Are you two chit-chatting,
or did
you
actually listen? I heard what he said. We were chit-chatting, but
yeah,
I heard
you were chit-chatting like a couple old yentas in there. Why don't you pay attention to the show?
Sean's not here all the time. I have to catch up with him.
Catch up after 7 o'clock, or prior to 3 o'clock, and then you have plenty of time to catch up.
Anyway.
During the show, you should be listening to what the former ambassador had to say, as opposed to like, "How's life? Good. Life good for you? Good. 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 You all caught up now?"
Anyway, I heard what he said.
Are you sewing sweaters in there, the two of you?
No. I was just telling them that I won Coach of the Week for the Junior Sixers camp last week.
I'm proud. That's wonderful. I would normally be so happy to hear that. If it wasn't the fact that you said that in the middle of him saying that was a deathbed campaign promise by Kamala Harris.
No, I made a notation of what he said. I'm going to clip it later. We'll use it. We'll use it on X. We'll use it probably as a promo.
But we're very proud of you for being Coach of the Week at the Sixers camp, Sean. That's excellent.
I appreciate it.
That's
very cool.
That's wonderful. That's actually more important than anything Grenell had to say, in my opinion. That's to me, though. That's me. Listen, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top-quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they are offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, or Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Make sure you tell them I sent you, emmonsroofing.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.